You can bruise yourself doing that.
Oh yeah. But if you, there ain't nothing worse than your shit bending. Has that happened to you yet? See?
What?
She's on top and she comes down and it's not there. It don't go back
and
in.
You're like, oh, oh, hey. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, let me tell you. Hey, your ass will go below the bed.
You will make you try to bend with it. You're like, oh, God.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Bleacher Talk.
I haven't heard something like that in a long time.
It's 2019 all over again.
Oh, my God.
Hey, did y'all hear
what's going on, everybody?
Guys, did y'all hear that Tua's not going to play Saturday for Bama?
We love the Bleacher Talk podcast.
We do love
Bleacher
Talk.
We're doing it again.
Guys.
For some reason.
We are back. It took us 18 months this time to do another one. At this rate, our next podcast will be in 2026.
Yeah.
Our following podcast after that will be 2035.
Yeah.
And then after that, it'll be so long that we'll be
we'll
so
do
old.
One
the world will be
funeral.
Over by then.
Yeah, we won't have who knows where we'll be. But we have some good laughs, some good stories, catch up on everybody and figure out where everybody is, and it's good to get together. Hopefully we'll do this within the next year. Maybe it's Christmas time now, so maybe this time Christmas next year we'll get together. Who knows, maybe we'll get a wild hair and be like, hey, let's do this every 6 months. It's been 3 years since we started.
Yeah,
2019 was our first year.
Yeah. July of 2019.
Yeah, that's so wild. Time flies, guys. Hope you guys enjoy this podcast, whoever's listening, and to our future selves, maybe some of the stuff that we said was right, and for Dylan and Chandler, hopefully some of it is wrong.
I sure hope so.
All right, have fun. We'll see you.
Tasted success. I've been in love more or less with a dream that will last me a lifetime, baby.
Was actually really
it
good.
It was really good.
And then we tried to like recreate some of it, and it just didn't work.
Yeah.
No. I still wish we would have posted our very first podcast we used.
No.
With the phone.
With the...
That was just us three.
That was us three, y'all. We see, do y'all still have it?
Yeah.
I don't
have it.
Do you still have it?
I think so.
If you
have you gotten a new phone since then? Whose phone did we
Dylan, you sent it to me, didn't you?
I thought it was on Dylan's phone.
We recorded it on Jackson's phone, and Jackson sent it to me, but when I got a new phone, it didn't.
Because we recorded it on voice memos.
Yeah.
And
if any of you find it, you need to send it to all of us so we can save it, so that way we've all got it. So in case
when we make the 30 box DVD set, that'll be a bonus.
When
feature.
We hit our 30th annual years of podcast,
yeah, for all 10 of our listeners, we're gonna put something together that's real.
Let's
special.
Be I mean, honest, there's only 4 listeners,
right?
And
they're all
in
this
room,
right?
No, apparently we have more. I was telling him just a little bit ago. I got on Anchor for the first time.
Oh God,
just
I haven't been
see.
On there forever.
They've completely like revamped their app.
Yeah.
So, and surprisingly, I was still logged in to our Anchor account. And let me just pull it back up again because the numbers are like... So, our last podcast that we did, Friends and Arch Enemists.
I forgot about that. Arch Enemists.
Arch Enemists.
Yeah, yeah. He thought he was correct.
I think I was drunk that podcast.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Buddy, you're drunk right now.
I was going to say you've been drunk for the last year.
Yeah. Okay, that's a little, yeah.
I'm slacked off.
I'll beep it out.
But it's got a whopping 143 listens. That's our most listened episode.
That's actually kind of a lot.
We've grossed $12 off of our entire podcast.
Well, let me tell you what it wouldn't pay for is a single drink in Vegas.
Well,
oh, buddy, I bet you got bent over.
$19 per drink.
How much was that little marshmallow drink that you showed us? $19.
That's about how it is here, though.
It was crazy. Like, everywhere that we went. Now, if you're sitting at I didn't realize this until the very last night. I was sitting there last night, actually, and they came up. I was at the poker table, and she said, do you want a drink? And I was like, yeah, just I'll take a whiskey or something. So she brought it back to me, and I was like, do you take a card or do I need to give you cash? And she's like, oh, no, it's no charge. I was like,
complimentary.
I'm sorry, what?
So as long as you're playing.
Yeah. As long as you're playing. That's how they
get you to stay.
No, I had no idea.
I thought everybody knew that.
Nope, I didn't.
Yeah,
I
drinks are free as long as you're playing.
We went to Biloxi, was in there playing. The lady said, she came up, she said, what can I get you to drink? And I was like, I'll take I started off with whiskey and everything, and I had about 7 of them. And then went to beer. It was in there for about 4 hours, and I just kept drinking. And, you know, they don't give you, like, a full
glass. I mean, like, the whiskey that they gave me was a shot, basically. Yeah,
and you just sip on it. But, like, when they bring you beer, they'll bring you full beer.
Yeah, they'll bring you a full beer.
I got up, and I went to the bar, and I said, I need to pay my tab. And she was like, you haven't started one here. I was like, well, that lady kept bringing me drinks. She goes, oh, no. She says, as long as you're playing, the drinks are free. I was like,
yeah, I was.
Where were you at?
Biloxi. At the casinos down there.
Yeah, I was.
We gotta start gambling.
So we'd drink and act like we were playing, and then
That's what I didn't realize.
So we wouldn't spend as much money.
Yeah. You could go, like, there's one particular. Like, I played a good bit of Texas Hold'em. Like, that's usually the one that I want to play.
Yeah.
Because that's at least one, like, which it depends on where you're at. Like, you can play, like, a tournament or whatever and play against other people, which is really fun because you're playing against other people and not playing against the house. But like we were at the Bellagio, which is most places are like this. You're playing against the house, so whatever, you know, you got to beat them in order to win, basically. Yeah. So, but there's another one called Pie Gal Poker, which is it's really complicated, and I really had a hard time picking it up because it's so different. And I won't even try to explain it because it's very, very different.
It was in Chinese,
but you have a lot of pushes. Like, basically, you tie, and nobody wins, and nobody loses. So, I mean, you could literally sit there for, like, an hour, maybe lose twice, maybe win 2 or 3 times. So, like, if you wanted to get, like, absolutely hammered, that would be the place you want to go sit. And you could just get drink after drink after drink, and you're not going to lose very much money.
And I'll tell you this. I mean, I always thought it was, like, movies and stuff. But when you stay in a casino, like, where we stay was right above the casino.
Yeah.
And... You know, I was always up at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
It's unreal.
And I would go downstairs, and the same people that I seen the night, they're still sitting in the same spot, and they are hammered.
The ones that kill me though are the ones that sit at the slots.
Yeah,
because like I don't understand slots. Like all I know is you put money in, you press a button, like that's it, and I lose it. Like
what's that thing on Friends when? They're all at the when they're all in Vegas and Phoebe.
Oh, she is takes
messing with that old woman.
Yeah, she calls them lurkers.
Lurkers.
They wait for you to get up and then they come and play and then they win immediately.
And that's a legit thing.
That's for real. That is really for real.
Because they were doing that with us. Because I'd get up about $150, and then I'd lose it and I'd be like, shit, I'm just gonna go try another machine. And I'd go and I'd get up and another person would watch and they'd get right there and they'd win about $800.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
But it's for real. Like, I don't understand. I mean, I kind of watch these people, and I'm like, are you just losing, like, thousands of dollars just sitting here? Because, like, you do win a little bit, but, like, you lose so fast. Like,
and there's a system to it, though.
Oh, there is. I guess there is. Like, and I don't understand it. So, I mean, I guess I'm just stupid, and I don't get how it works. But, I mean, we really did. We, like, sat down at one. We put a 20 in, and, like, literally 30 seconds later, it was gone. Like, that was it. I was like,
you got these guys, that was fun. They're like, you go to certain machines, and, like, you can play. You put $100 in, and it's $50 a spin. So, whatever you get, it's a 50, but it's multiplied. So, if you win, you get, like, $500.
Yeah, and there's some of them, like.
But you can lose it.
Depending on how the, I don't know. There's some of them that have 7, like, the 7s. Like, if you get, like, 3 out of the 5 or 7s, you get a multiplier. I don't know. I didn't.
The only experience I have with gambling is Grand Theft Auto multiplayer mode at the casino.
Man, we want some bank on the races.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to ask you. Do they have like the races there?
Oh yeah. Well, really? Look, they also have games. They have a game that is like a miniature racetrack. Like it's probably about, it would fit like on that rug right there, and it is like miniature horses with jockeys on them. And you remember like the old football game, like you press, you put all of the little guys down, and then you press the button, and it's like, it's kind of like that concept, but they actually like go around in a circle. And you sit there and you choose which one you want to win or which one you want to bet on. And it goes, and they all, and they go around in a circle, and then one of them wins. Like you're watching a real horse race, but it's mechanical.
The ones they had with us was like a screen, and it was like a video game, and it was always random, and you could put your bets on a horse, and you could watch them run and everything. But
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they, I mean, they got a,
they got every possible way for you to lose money there. And that's, every possible
could
way.
Could they smoke in yours?
Yes.
Let me tell you, I would get a headache being in there because I mean, step out everybody's for a second, in there smoking cigarettes, all kinds of stuff.
Okay, Josh is taking a break.
Hello.
I'll take over. He kind of needs you to put your feet down so he can get by. Should we just pause or should we just go on without him?
I mean,
we've switched from bleacher talk to not talk.
Oh man,
man, we got serious about that.
If, no, yeah, we didn't. We did. No, we did like three episodes.
We got serious of the idea of it because we was making logos and shit.
Well, you made the logo.
Yeah,
and then I made the theme. I made the theme song for it, and then we did one episode.
We did two,
and then
we did two episodes. Yeah.
Well, there's only one posted.
Yeah, you never posted the second one.
Yeah, you said you was working on it.
Yeah, you was working on it the whole time and then never did it.
There is no telling.
And the second one was better than the first one.
There's no telling where that second one is, man.
Yeah.
No telling.
Because we didn't bleep any of that stuff out.
Sorry, guys.
It was not talk.
And back to bleacher talk.
Sorry, I have multiple businesses to run, so.
Boo. This is why we don't do the podcast every week.
Yeah.
Or once every 18 months.
I'll be honest. Yeah. If we'd done it once a week, I probably wouldn't be able to swing once a week.
I don't think any of us
I don't
would.
Think anybody at this point could do once a week.
I think maybe once a month. Maybe.
I mean, if we got on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
That's I could do it every day.
That's the only problem.
Can we phone a friend?
Yeah. Like, we live in Jasper, but you're in Birmingham, and Dylan's on the road a lot, so he basically lives somewhere else all the time. So that's the only issue is like.
Well, it's the same problem always. Like when everybody else is off and free, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like weekends is most of the time when everybody else has.
It's like a Tuesday night. Dylan's like, hey, man, you want to go to Tallulah? Yeah. And I'm like, I just came off a bender, but yeah.
Yeah, Chandler's like, I just worked 18 hours straight, but sure.
Bro, it's Wednesday. But, yeah, that's the only downside is that when we're all off, you are usually working.
Cause I don't know. I kind of feel that because with my schedule.
Well, Jackson's the same way now,
it's the
too.
Same
yeah.
way. I'll do an event on Tuesday and a Thursday, and then I'll have a Wednesday off where I don't go into the office or have an event.
Because your job demands you typically on the weekends.
It demands me on the weekends or any weekday.
Where me and Chandler typically work a job that's Monday through Friday, you know,
but
normal,
still, I'm like that too. I'll text Jake or somebody else in Birmingham, and I'll be like, "Hey, you want to go out?" And it's like a Wednesday night. And
yeah,
like,
I'm in bed.
I gotta work. I gotta work.
I gotta work in the morning.
If it's during the week and like I'm at home, I'm in bed by 8:00 and I sleep by probably like 8:45.
I don't know what it is. I'm getting tired at night.
Yeah, it's called normal human.
Getting older.
I came in from work last night, and I walked in, and Hannah was in there on the couch, and I was like, I can't do anything. I'm going to go to bed.
Well, that's, I mean, that's the, like, as you get older, like, it gets even worse, obviously, when you get married and have kids, but.
God, I can't imagine.
Yeah, life sucks when you get older.
Well, that's like, I mean.
Life sucks when you have a child.
I'm telling you, children are the devil.
If it wasn't for them tax write-offs, I never would have had them.
The kids. It's like, I mean, I'll go over to buddy's house of mine and I'd get over there about like 4 on a Saturday and we'd hang out and everything, and I wouldn't even drink, and it'd be like 10:30. I'd stay the night because I'm just so tired. I don't want to leave.
10:30.
Like, so I have a bed, and I'm like, they're like, I'm like, I'm just gonna stay here, which I stay there all the time.
Yeah, I agree with what you were about to say. 10:30 is like getting late for me.
I mean, for real, like honestly, like which I during the week I'm always up by like 6:30 at least. But
shit, I'm like out on the weekend.
But the thing is like when like 8:30, 9 o'clock rolls around, it's like my body starts shutting down. It's like, hey buddy, it's time to go to bed. And you're like, I want to stay up a little bit longer. But no. Mm-hmm. It's like
a brick wall.
It really is. It just hits you. Like you sit, the problem is usually around that time of the night, I'll sit down in my recliner. Mm. And when I sit down in my recliner, my body just like it just gets like sucked into the recliner, and I'm like, nope.
It's like getting high for the first time.
Yeah, really. Like,
I've never done that.
The 77th time.
I don't take naps at all. I can't.
Don't take what?
Naps.
No.
My body won't let me, but if I ever do, like used to, I could fall asleep or whatever, but I'd wake up and I felt like I had the worst hangover.
Yeah.
So now it's usually on a Sunday, but we'll get done eating lunch and we'll kick back on the couch and I'll just be watching TV and my eyes will doze off for about 10 minutes.
Yep.
And I wake myself up snoring and I wake up and I'm energized, but it's a little 10 minutes right there. I was like, that's the only power thing nap. I can do.
God, that sounds fantastic, actually.
I can't do naps though. Like if I can't, like Crystal loves to nap, but she will nap for like 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Like if I'm going to nap, it's going to be like for 4.5 hours.
Yeah, then
like,
I'm going to wake up at 9 and then I go to bed till 4. Up.
Like there's nothing worse than like going to sleep like on a Sunday afternoon at like 1 or 2 o'clock and you wake up and it's dark outside.
You're like,
and you're like, ah!
My whole day.
I can't do anything. And then you're shot and you have a headache and you feel terrible.
And you can't go back to bed.
And then you can't go back to bed.
I remember a couple of weeks ago.
Sucks.
I remember a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was a month ago, I took a nap when I was still living in my old apartment. I took a nap and Hannah was there and I fell asleep on the bed and I woke up and it was like 6 or 7 o'clock. So it was already dark out. I got up and immediately went to the shower and started getting ready. Like I started taking a shower and doing my routine and everything. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I got to be at work at 9. And I'm like, I checked the clock again. I'm like, oh, it's 7 p.m. It's still the same day.
I know this is like kind of polar opposite, but that reminds me of that episode of Friends when Monica and Chandler are sneaking around and they like Monica comes over to Chandler's apartment at like maybe like 2 o'clock in the morning and Joey wakes up and they're trying to, you know, keep him from knowing that they're messing around or whatever. And he's like, what time is it? And they're like, it's 9 a.m. And he's like,
oh, yeah.
It's dark outside. And he's like, yeah, because you normally sleep till 12. And he starts walking to the bathroom.
This is what 9 o'clock looks like.
He's like, I guess I'll go watch that sunrise.
Hey, Dad's done that to me multiple times growing up. But, I mean, he'd wake me up. And he would go. This is how far he would take this joke. He would put his work clothes on. Come in there, wake me up to go to school, and I'll get up and I'll walk in there, get ready, take a shower, grab my stuff, and I'll start walking out the door. And he's already back undressed, and I open the door and it's dark. I'm like, what in the? And I turn around, he's over there just rolling.
All right, so I feel like we need some life updates because, I mean, Jackson's, we're down here talking about Hannah.
And dude, a lot. I mean, it's been 18 months since we did our last podcast.
Is that probably. Correct. It was like about June or July of last year when we did our last one.
Yeah, about a year and a half. Yeah, a lot's changed in a year and a half. We made.
Has it really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's going on.
Changed for me.
I don't know what's for Jackson.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in Josh's life because I think I've seen Josh one time since then. We met for. What was it that I gave you or you gave me at the Circle K that day? We met up there for something for like a second.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
What was that?
It wasn't drugs.
No, I already had those.
Yeah. I don't even remember.
I don't remember what it was.
I honestly have no idea. No. But I remember because Jack and Harrison were with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we got caught up for like 2 minutes. I mean, that was literally like the first time we'd probably seen each other
since
in person.
Since the podcast. Yeah. And I don't remember what it was either.
I'll probably think of it later. But yeah.
Yeah. So.
So who are we starting with?
So since July of 2021, what's changed with you, Josh?
What's changed with me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do know that, as far as I know, he does not have a condo that he was, dead set on.
That was
a full segment in our podcast about how he was.
Well, let me tell you, though. Let me tell you though, it's not. It was not for a lack of trying. Unfortunately, I didn't realize when we made that particular podcast that the real estate market was going to be absolutely bananas for the next year or so. Actually, almost had one. Almost had a cabin in Gatlinburg and got swept out from under me at the last minute. So, yeah, but that's still a work in progress, and I feel like maybe by the next one I'll have one. Who knows? I'll just keep saying that until I potentially have one.
Yeah, I think before we really get into this, we don't need to make predictions about each other because there was not a single rap prediction made in
our last
podcast.
Could any of y'all have predicted what has happened with me?
Absolutely not.
In the last year and a half?
Absolutely not. We were almost right about Dylan, though.
Close.
You were the closest.
I was the closest.
You said there's a 50-50 chance he's still with Kelly.
Right.
And
if they
were, he's getting married.
And he was getting married. And he is getting married.
He's getting married.
He showed us. He was like,
if we would have waited.
What a better way to secure the deal than marriage.
Yeah. Dylan.
Yeah, if we would have waited. Love, I was just going to prove everybody wrong.
If we would have waited how many more months? Was it November next year?
November next year,
If we waited another year on the podcast, I would have been right.
Dylan would have had a ring on his finger.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, like if you go back and listen, like everybody was pretty, for a long time, everybody was like, yeah, you know, it ain't going to happen long distance. I'd say by this time next year. And then, like, right at the end, because Josh was on that train, but then right at the end, he said, but I'll say this. I said, I'll give it 50-50. It's either going to be they're going to be broke up or it's going to be really serious by then.
So I was right, at least on that part.
You gave the two most likely options.
I did.
Yeah, and you were right. It's the only option. Either they're together or they're not.
I hedged my bet.
How did you not do well in Vegas?
I don't know.
They didn't have A, B. They didn't have A or B.
It wasn't a pick A or pick B.
You didn't get a free drink when you made that prediction.
False questions.
No. So I guess the biggest update for me in the last year and a half was we opened a bookstore. That's probably the biggest thing. Like we're coming up on 1 year technically that the bookstore was open.
I feel like y'all have had that for decades.
We officially opened on January the 21st.
In the family.
Right.
I mean, people don't think of Odom's and like, oh yeah.
Like, I mean, we've always had a business, but it's not.
I guess that's true. Store,
we opened the bookstore. It's almost been a year. It's done really well. I tell you, my one future prediction for the bookstore, and I'm hoping it happens in the next few months, is that we move to a bigger location on Main Street. We've got some things in the works there, but I guess that's really the biggest thing that's different for me. I mean, the boys are a year and a half older. We played sports, did some stuff.
I'll make a prediction. The bookstore has burned down by this time next year.
Owner?
Insurance claim.
From what has happened in the last year and a half, I'm just going full, like, the worst is going to be possible.
I remember now why we met up. We had seen each other since then. We saw each other on the 4th when we was all – I left my little speaker on
your dad's boat. You left it on my dad's boat. Yeah. That's right. I'd claimed it.
Yeah.
Not knowing whose it was.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, hey, I honestly am surprised that you even admitted that you had it because you could have easily been like, I hadn't seen it, man.
Well, but seen then y'all
what?
Made
– Seen what?
That little speaker. Little Bluetooth speaker. The little Bluetooth speaker.
Remember when he was jamming out that day with it? I left it there.
Yeah.
That was on the boat.
No, I remember.
Well, here's the thing that I almost kept it because I had just put like $90 of gas in the pontoon right before y'all took it out.
Yeah, we ran that shit.
And then we went back the next weekend and I told Dad, I was like, oh yeah, I filled it up the week before. I said, we'll be good with gas. I crank it up and it's got like barely a quarter of a tank. And I'm like, what the hell?
Well, it must burn through a thing because we weren't really out that long. When it was
drove that boat for a while.
When it was just the three of us, though?
Yes.
I felt like I was out there for years.
Because I don't
have to be, remember it.
I don't have a
Because honestly,
license.
It has to, like, you have to run it for a long while to get it down three quarters of a tank. Because that boat, it's got a small motor on it, so it's not going to burn a lot of gas and you can go a long way. But yeah, I put another $90 in gas in it that day. So I spent $200 for y'all to have a good time.
You're welcome.
It was a good time.
So back to our life updates. Mm. So as far as me, I mean, the bookstore is obviously the biggest thing. I'm trying to think of anything else. I mean, other than what I normally do on a normal basis.
You have the same job still?
Well, I technically got promoted again. So I'm
making more money.
I'm
We're fucking peasants.
I'm approaching seven figures this
senior
year.
Sales manager now, so that's cool. But
you still have that like business where you were gonna get a bunch of trailers and like pick up scrap and take
I bought a tractor. I did buy a tractor. I did buy a dump trailer and kept it for about a month, and I was like beating my truck to death. So I ended up selling it. And I guess this is a kind of a update. We bought some property over in Heritage Hills. That's like an acre and a half. And then I bought a tractor so I could work on it. So yeah, that's kind of my life update.
Josh's update on life is how much more money he spent. And how much more money he's making.
I'm actually flat broke.
I'm in debt up to my eyeballs.
Same.
Yeah, Josh just got back from Vegas spending more money than I'll probably make an entire year.
We did spend a lot of money in Vegas, I'm not going
to
lie.
Can go to Vegas and not spend a lot of money.
Josh was like, I spent $100,000. You know, we just wanted to have a safe, light trip. You know?
Really just pocket change, yeah. Honestly.
I took it out of my shoe.
No, Vegas... Vegas is expensive. I didn't realize like they get you when they're like the you know, your plane tickets and your hotel is somewhat cheap.
Oh yeah.
Boy, they get you on the other stuff.
Did y'all go to a strip club
when I was there? Yeah, me and Crystal went to a strip club together.
I know a lot of people go with their couple.
With me.
So that's kind of my update on life. I mean, like I said, I don't really have a ton of new stuff, but Big D over here has got one big update for sure.
His big dick.
He's gay. He finally came out.
That's all I can say. He's gay.
Kelly's a man.
Kelly's going to call you. Like, what did you just say?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Dillion, what's
So,
been
Dillon,
happening?
You got one big one.
Yes,
big
I am date. Now officially engaged.
Yay.
Whoop. To be married woo-hoo. November of next year.
So, are we still Pigeon Forge?
Well, it's close to Pigeon Forge. It's actually in Morristown, Tennessee. It's about 45 minutes north.
It's close to Mentone.
It's close to Pigeon Forge. We're going to Arley.
We finessed the whole family.
Yeah, I done talked to the coffee shop. We're actually just going to do
it. That's where our reception's going to be. And then we're going to the Meek Gym to have the wedding.
They're leaving the coffee shop early, an extra hour.
It's going to stay open until 4.
Only problem is we got to get rid of all them old people.
Yeah. No, that's just our Gold City fans that's showing up.
Yeah. What's the plan? So I know I'm gonna video everything, but like how's it gonna work? Because like,
well, what are you asking?
Like,
what?
We're gonna do. I mean, are you doing like a bachelor party up there?
No.
Gonna
so
do it here.
What I was actually telling. Chandler and his dad the other night, because I went over to their house, is what I would rather do, which wouldn't be as fun for you. Would enjoy it. I don't. The only problem is, like I said, I don't. Jackson wouldn't like it as much.
I think he would.
Well, he would have a good time, but what I'd rather do instead of just having like one night out and do like just one big rager.
Yeah.
I would rather take like a 2 or 3 day trip. Down to his dad was talking about there's this place over in it's like right by the bay.
It's Fairhope, the Grand Hotel.
Oh yeah,
because we get the state discounts. We go in there and play golf.
Heck do yeah, golf and then go out at night, and do
and
that
I told,
for 2 or 3
I told
days.
Him I was like, he'll want to play like a couple holes. I says, but he probably just want to ride around and drink and just bullshit with us.
True. Why wouldn't you think I like that?
Because you
we're
don't
playing
like
with
golf.
Sticks and balls. And,
yeah. I suck at golf. But that doesn't mean I don't like it going out there and smoking a cigar and having a glass of whiskey.
Well, I know. Yeah. Well, that would
I mean,
be
he'll
fun,
be hammered by the second hole. Yeah. I mean, he may sleep the rest of the time we play golf.
That's what I would rather do.
That sounds awesome.
I think we somewhat tried to plan on, but just depending on weather, either September or October. So that way, you know, it may be October if it's still like just stupid hot in September. Yeah. Maybe by October it'll be cooled off a little bit. So, but that's my plan for now.
Well, that I think that'd be fun, and honestly, like we could, like me and Jackson talked about this, and we'll get to his life update here shortly. But if things continue to go the way that they're going, Jackson could be possibly.
Jackson, at this rate, will probably beat me.
I was gonna say he might actually be married before you.
Yeah.
No. Would I like to? Yeah. I don't have any money, though.
That's true. He's very broke. But what we could do...
That's $3.
What I was thinking for... Like, we were talking about his wedding at some point, because he works for a video production company, and I do wedding video. So I was like, hey, who are you going to have video your wedding? And he's like, well, you got to be in it. But at the same time, it's like, you know, what are we going to do? So I kind of thought, I was like, let's just all take a bunch of GoPros and let's just like film as much stuff as we possibly can. And then
we're talking
just,
about my wedding or D's?
Well, I'm thinking we could do the same thing for Dylan's. Like,
I think we should just strap a bunch of body cams on everybody and just go with it.
Just go.
That's kind of what we thought too.
Yeah, I mean, for
we
like
need to do that for the bachelor party.
At least for the bachelor party. No. Yeah.
Because you go ahead and meet Jackson, it's going to wander.
Yeah. Well,
it's going to be about 45 minutes of my body cam. That's just the me laying on the ground.
Just dark.
Yeah.
You lay it face down.
Yeah.
All I seen was lights and then nothing.
No. It'll Where's be Jackson? Like it'll be oh, okay, like all of us on hole 7. And then there's Jackson off by himself on hole 18, just laying in the sand trap. He's in the sand trap, just laying.
Giving
there.
A blowjob to a statue on hole 17.
My God! But I think honestly, I mean, even like that specifically, that would just be for us. Like yeah. Jackson could take all the video footage and edit it down and make a cool video, and that would just be for us. Like it doesn't have to be anything public.
Yeah,
like, we don't want Jackson's public affairs out there of what he's gonna do. So anyway,
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if you beat me to it, just because like I went like the uncommon route and got engaged in July of 2022 and not even get married until November of 2023. Like
that's pretty normal.
That's kind of a long gap.
No, it's normally a year. People normally plan for a year.
Yeah, it's a year and a half. I mean, like
some people plan for 2 years.
Our lead singer got engaged like 3 months after I did, and he's getting married a month before me.
Well, are y'all waiting until November?
She wants a November wedding, and so it was either rush it and get November this
year.
Well,
then I mean, it is what it is.
Is that when her birthday is?
No, she's just, you know, every girl has their dream wedding, and hers has always just been November.
Okay.
Well, Pigeon Forge in November, too. I mean, like, that's. You're kind of getting to that point where you're getting into winter, but it's not like frigid cold yet.
Yeah.
So that's a good time of the year. You might.
They've done got the venue and everything. I've not been to the venue. I've seen pictures and videos.
Yeah, you'll just show up that day.
Pretty much. That's how it's pretty much gone so far. She'll ask my opinion. She'll be like, hey, what do you think about these two? And I'll pick one. And then she's like, okay, well, we're going to go with the other one. But
So I haven't officially been told. Am I in your wedding?
Yeah.
So I'm in it.
Yeah.
And John, you're going to be doing...
He's a videographer.
Okay. So me and Chandler both be in your wedding. We'll be your bachelors.
No, nah, I'm going to sit in the back.
Chandler's my ring bearer.
He's the flower boy.
Yeah.
Who's officiating?
My pastor.
Oh, okay.
Lame. I got my card.
Hey, that's okay. So
we'll get to that, too.
That's a good lock-up
yeah,
date.
Okay.
We'll get to that, too.
Okay, we do need
we'll get
to that.
We're still on Dylan right now. Because
Jackson told me about that, and I really want to ask you about that. Okay,
we'll
anyway.
Dylan.
That's shocked a lot of people.
So Dylan's getting married.
Yeah. That's really, honestly, my only big update.
Probably by the time we do our next podcast, you will be married.
At the rate that we go, yeah, I mean.
If we do it a year from now, he'll be married.
Yeah, well, we were supposed to do it a year from the last time.
We went 18 months. Yeah. This next time, we'll probably go at least 2 years.
Yeah, I'm thinking
Dylan
like,
could have a kid by then.
Oh, please don't say that. That's going to be a battle I'm going to have to fight. I told her 2 years of marriage.
Little does she know that he's gotten snipped.
No, snip, I do snip, want. Snip. I do want kids. The difference is she's ready for them, like, now.
So what's the plan? Like, once y'all get married, is she's moving here?
When Kelly and I are married, she's going to live here in Jasper.
That's awesome. So y'all are planning on just living here for a little while until you get ready for your own place?
Yeah, well, what I would like to do would be here for about 2 years and save up to where that way. I mean, look, here's my – We could go ahead and rent right off the bat.
Yeah,
but renting is so expensive. Yeah, exactly. You can't really.
You've got a nice space down here.
Yeah.
That you could live. I mean, you may be paying a little bit of rent, but I mean, way cheaper than you would ever rent some crummy apartment or house here in Jasper.
Yeah. So I'd like a couple of years for a couple of different reasons. For one, I'd like a couple of years for it to like just be us before kids.
Yeah. You got to have that.
Yeah. And but I would also want to be in our own place before having kids.
Yeah.
So we'll probably be here. I told her 2 years. We'll be here for 2 years after getting married, and then we'll move out.
That's a good plan. I mean, me and Crystal were married almost 5 years before we had kids. But, I mean, obviously I got married, like, super young. But,
yeah. Well, so how old were you when Harrison was born?
When Harrison was born, I was 26.
See,
25, 26.
I'm 25 right now.
Yeah.
We'll be 26 when I get married. So 28 before we even, like,
start. Yeah, I mean, most people don't have kids until, like, late 20s, early 30s, honestly. Like, I'm very, like, I'm in the minority as far as, like, Jack and Harrison. When I'm 45, both the boys will have graduated high school.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty unusual, yeah, honestly. Like, most of the people that I know that have kids my age are older,
yeah,
you know, typically. But, yeah, I mean, you can, and you'll probably have them closer together. Like, my boys are 3.5 years apart.
That's the plan for now, is live here for 2 years and then find our own place and officially start life. And then you were talking about how young you were for kids because you got married at 12. And,
that's right. Yeah. I did.
Well, let's go ahead and move on to Chandler. I think the last time we were on this podcast, Chandler was a Cook's man.
Mm-mm. No, he had...
How is it, Curry?
He was where he was.
Had you already...
Because we were talking about... You were like... Talking about how there was no way he was there for almost a year.
I'm about to be at Curry for 2 years.
Dang, really?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, man, time flies. So, any big updates for you?
Not really.
Still pretty much same old, same old?
Same old, same old. Nothing really crazy.
Still with the waterboard and Curry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You already in your house the last time we did?
Oh yeah.
He was by himself still at that point.
Yeah.
He had it all to himself.
That's true. You got roommates now.
Yeah.
But they just started building their house, right?
Yeah, they got the foundation down.
Your dad sent me showed me a picture at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Other than that, I'm ordained minister and I've done my first wedding.
Yeah, let's go back.
And pause.
So Jackson was telling me about this. So you are an ordained minister.
Licensed and everything, yeah.
So how did you go about this?
So Noah and them...
Was this like an application at the booby trap?
No, this was like a legit off the internet. Like,
it took me like a whole 15 minutes. Like, it's serious.
Thing is, I didn't even do it. Lorinda done it for me and put all my information in, and I got a certificate in the mail, and that was it.
You didn't have to take a test or anything?
No, man. You wouldn't believe who they let ministers be.
There's something about the holy sanctity of being able to be ordained to marry people.
Let me tell you, I done my first wedding. I was drunk, and I had a Buse bar for anxiety because I was freaking out. And I didn't know that you were not supposed to mix Buse bar and alcohol.
Oh, my God.
So I'm standing out there like, trying to hold my eyes open because I was so tired.
Whose wedding did you perform?
Noah Brown. Remember him? Susan Brown's son. Meg Brown.
Did they know you were drunk?
Oh, everybody was.
Okay, fine.
We done it on their front porch. I mean, it wasn't like crazy or anything.
I was going to say, this is clearly a highfalutin wedding that Chandler got to officiate.
Yeah. Okay. I was actually sober when I done it. But yeah, I'm legit ordained.
That's
but knowing them, right. they asked me, he's like, I don't want you to,
damn it.
He's like, I want you to be in the wedding, but he says, I want you to marry me. Cause we always joked about the friends thing with Joey when he,
done yeah, it in he's the, a ministainer
in the military suit and everything. Yeah. We all joked about that. And I was like, you know, I said, I'd do it. I says, but I want to wear the costume when I do it and blah, blah, blah. Well, they took that to heart and they were like, we want you to marry us. And I was like,
I got some feedback here.
I was like, oh crap. So
that's wild, honestly.
Yeah. So were you like, I don't know how that would work. Were you like also a groomsman plus a minister?
No, I married him. That was it.
Dude, you should totally like advertise yourself. You can make some good money doing that.
I
told Dad that
I wanted to get party cards. I'll do weddings and funerals.
I mean,
honestly, it's kind of the same thing.
It really is.
Yeah.
But they're both boring as hell.
This is the thing. I probably...
Men both die in both situations.
I
I mean, I
didn't buddy, you're getting married it. In next year.
I know.
Okay.
I hope she hears it.
I didn't mind marrying them, but I don't really care to do it.
You make decent money but doing it. Sorry, Jackson.
I mean, you care to do it one more time?
I could do it. I would do yours. I would do it.
Yeah. I'd have to
plan. Like, I mean, I'd have to legit, like, you know.
So we're getting to Jackson's life update, talking about him getting married. He's not engaged or anything, but it's a very good possibility that he will be by the next time.
Huh? You done?
Am I done?
Yeah.
I guess Josh is just moving on.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I heard y'all had a really good time at the bachelor party.
Huh? Me?
The bachelor party for Noah.
There was a bachelor party?
That's how good it was. I don't remember it.
Exactly.
The trip.
Oh, in the mountains? Yeah. Yeah, so we, for the bachelor party, we went up to Gatlinburg, and we really didn't do a whole lot. It was, I mean, the best group you could really go with. We always kickbagged and stayed at the cabin, and we went out one night, and we went to Old Reds.
Old Reds.
Went to Old Reds. Dylan's future fiance, her mom and Dylan's sister was there. They met up there, and every one of our tabs was over $200 when we left. God. Me and Bucket went through.
That's a 50-cent beer night too.
Me and Bucket went through three bottles of Captain Morgan.
Good Lord!
And
Jackson just fell. Oh my God!
So yeah,
fun times.
That was but nothing's really changed. I'm still about the same.
So
you want me to explain a story in that bachelor trip?
It was an interesting bachelor trip. Well, that night was an interesting night.
Yeah.
Did you go?
No.
I was working.
He pretty much was there that night.
Yeah, I might as well have been there.
For an hour.
Let's just say Kelly, God bless her.
God rest her soul.
She can have a great time. But if she goes too far, she gets very emotional. She's not a fun drunk.
No, she's very an emotional not drunk. Word.
Yes. I mean, it's like, it's rough.
Yeah.
And we all left, and none of them could drive. So we have to take them. They all are like, we can't drive. We're just going to ride with y'all back to the cabin. So we do that, and Kelly's mom's like has no clue who we are other than me. She tosses Tate the keys and said, "Our car's over there by Winn-Dixie if you want to bring it to the cabin." So, me and Tate were like, we don't know where the Winn-Dixie. It's not like we're in Kirby, but hey, car's over at Jack's. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of Gatlinburg and we don't know what's around. And he's like, he types it in, and I'm bad drunk. And he types it in, it's a 12-minute walk. Well, that 12-minute walk was a 45-minute walk with me. I was walking down the road, and it got to the point, well, my shirt, I was buttoned up, one button was the only thing that was
as on. Chandler does when he goes out.
And it's, like, raining, and it's freezing outside, and I'm, like, shirt's almost off. I'm walking down the road, and we pass these guys, garbage truck guys, and they're out there grabbing cans and throwing them in the back of the thing. And I said, Tate said I was walking, and I stopped, and I said, I turned around, I walked over to him, I said, gave him $100, I said, appreciate what y'all do. And I turned around, and I kept walking.
Appreciate what y'all do.
The guy's face was like,
thank you for your service.
The guy's face was like, this dude just really handed me $100. And I kept walking. Well, the next morning,
does he think we're someone else?
The next morning, I was like, I said, I had money. And I walked down there. I said, I've checked my pockets. I said, did I leave some money out there on the table? And Tate was like, dude, he said, you gave the garbage man $100 bill. And said, appreciate, just want to let you guys know, I appreciate what y'all do.
Thank you for your service.
And that night, rewind, when we got back, I show up. And everybody comes to me saying, Kelly's in the bedroom, in the bed, crying her eyes out, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what happened? Well, I walk in there, and I mean, you would have thought somebody killed her dog right in front of her. It was rough. Like, she, like, I mean,
her shirt was soaking wet from her crying. I walk in there and I'm like, what is it? Dylan hates me. I'm like, what? I said, I just talked today. I said, he knows what's going on. He hates me. He don't want to be with me no more. And I'm like, whoa. So I immediately back burner. I said,
you gave her $100?
No.
Appreciate what you do.
I walk. Her mom's right there. Sis is in there, and I'm standing there and I'm like, look, I said, everything's good. I said, we're having a great time out here. I said, suck it the fuck up, quit crying, and get out here and shoot some pool. Okay. Are you sure Dylan's not mad at me? And I'm like, do you want to read the text message? Oh, no. And I'm like, okay, so we're good here. Yeah. And she's like, sucked it up.
Walked so was out. There a reason why she thought you were mad at her, or was this just,
I guess,
like,
in her mind, she's like,
she's drunk, so I'm she just immediately with, assumes.
Only I'm with, she's with me, and there's six other guys, and we're all in a cabin. So, if you think about it, look on the outside in, you're like, we don't really know any of these people other than Chandler.
Yeah.
And he's probably like, if he wouldn't have known, he'd have been, which, I mean, if it would have been with us, I'd have been like, why are you in a cabin with six random guys?
But, oh, okay, I got
you. Know, I guess that played her mind, and I'm like,
the way really, it looked, she really
the thing is,
you. She does, man.
Everybody was married. I was the only single person there. Well, me and Jake Drummond were single, but
you were the only one in the room with her.
Yeah, I was.
Wait a minute!
It just got interesting.
But yeah, so Noah was like, if any, he's like, you know, think about it that night. He said, if it would have been anybody but us, he said, I would have worried. He said, they literally had the best group to get them when they were drunk. I was like, because nothing would have happened. I mean, Noah, we all sobered up. And because we didn't know what was going on. So they said that Kelly started crying right when we walked out of Old Reds. Yeah. And cried from Old Reds, and it's a 15-minute drive back to the cabin. Cried there, got back to the cabin, and cried for another 30 minutes while we was finding their car.
Just don't get her drunk, Dave.
Yeah. She later told me it's the drunkest that she's ever been.
Ooh.
Sydney, I guess, sobered up enough to drive the three of them back to where they were staying, and she had to pull over four times between Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge because she thought she was going to throw up.
Oh, yeah, fun times.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess we can go into the thing that you were talking about.
All right, next. Now
so the
Jackson.
The update that I was thinking with Jackson was that Chandler's gonna, if you do get married, when you do get married.
When I found out that Chandler was,
with this question was really weird.
Well, I was saying that Jackson's in a precarious situation, like choosing a best man, because I mean, me and Jake have always assumed that it would be Chandler, because me and him were each other's best man, and y'all two have been obviously best friends. But then you throw Dylan in the mix, and then.
Well, I chose Dad, so I didn't have to choose between either.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of.
I'd have to do the same thing with me.
Yeah.
Whenever I get married, it's gonna be. I can't just be like, do it. If I did, I'd be like, look, nothing against it, but we're just gonna.
Right.
You know, here, this is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in my wedding. You should just be.
Okay. Yeah. Be happy that you're.
Yeah. If you don't, I don't give a damn.
It's not a huge deal to me who's my best man, but I know I can't pick between you and Jake. You and Jake, and I can't pick between Chandler and Dylan.
Yeah.
So I want Chandler to be my minister. I want Dylan and you and Jake to be my bachelors, and I want Dad to be my best man.
Yeah, well, you also got to think about this too. I mean, I'd do it, but her family's Catholic, and that plays a big role too. I mean, who you get to marry, y'all?
I've Doesn't already it? Talked to her about it. She wants you to do it.
Oh,
especially if we go to Columbia.
I don't think you understand. She loves you. She likes you a lot.
Yeah.
Like that Kelly does.
Be better after the other night.
So, life update for Jackson. Really, you've gotten a serious girlfriend. You dropped out of college.
I dropped out of college.
Got, a full-time serious job.
Girlfriend. I got a full-time job. I broke a bone earlier this year.
Do you remember calling me like a week and a half ago when I was on the road? You do or you don't? You don't remember?
He didn't remember calling me one night on a Wednesday at 12:30.
It was the same night, buddy.
He called me. Night. He called me the other night after delivering his mattresses.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Really? Yep. Did you pick up?
No.
Okay, good. Oh, I picked up when you called.
I should have. I was hoping you were going to leave me a really long voicemail that I could have kept forever.
I thought something was wrong. Like I said, it's Wednesday at 12:30 at night, and I'm hearing my phone, and I was on call, and I thought I was getting called out, and I was like, hello? Hey, man. I'm like, I said, what's going on? Nothing much, man. You know, been out here drinking. I said, oh, okay. I said, what are you doing? Sitting here at the house, just finished this beer off. I'll tell you one thing, I am sick of these bitches. I said, yeah.
This was like many, many months ago.
Yeah, this was wild.
This was like a week or two ago.
What you're talking about is a week ago. What he's talking about is like 7 or 8 months ago.
Yeah. I get a call from Jackson, and I'm on the road, and I'm thinking, because this was definitely a weekend, because I remember thinking something must be up for him to be calling me and him know that I'm on the road. And so I answer, and it's also like, I don't know, midnight. And I'm still up, and I'm like, hello? Hey, buddy, what you doing? I just working, riding down the road. Oh, you on the road? Yeah. Hey.
That pause is real.
Yeah. Am I on speakerphone? No. Okay, you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. You want to have phone sex? He's like, I tried to call Chan, but he didn't answer. And you were with, I don't know if you were with Hannah or if you were with some of your buddies. I couldn't tell. I could just hear laughter in the background. Like, I'm pretty sure you had me on speakerphone.
Oh, that was the birthday night, wasn't it? When you called him?
I don't think it was his birthday.
No, it was when you went to that thing in Gardendale.
Oh, God. No, not that night. I mean, that's another story I have to tell. No, that that night, me and Hannah were just drunk, and we were playing like Truth or Dare on our phone.
Yeah, that's what it was.
We downloaded some app on my phone, and I paid like $1.99 to get like the explicit version because I was drunk and I thought that was a good idea.
It was better than $100 to a garbage man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
It was December 9th at 11:32. It says it was only 1 minute. That was like the most
intense 1 minute
that you could cram into 1 minute.
Hey, Dylan, what you doing? Am I on speakerphone? Let's have phone sex. Yeah, click. That's pretty much how it
went. I was like, man, I would, but I just got off the phone with Chan. That's what we were doing. He's like, that's why he didn't answer me.
I love getting random phone calls from him.
I need to start answering.
Yeah, but that's what happened was me and Hannah were drunk, and we were playing Truth or Dare, and my dare was to call somebody on the phone and ask them to have phone sex.
All right, so how are we going to wrap this up?
Yeah, so anyways, wrapping that up.
Anyway, to sum up my year, I have a steady girlfriend. I got a full-time job. I dropped out of college. Not in that order.
Good times.
Yeah.
Okay, so really, really fast and really short, since we were pretty much 0-4 last year, where's everybody going to be a year from now? I will be married a year from now.
And you'll be here.
I'll be here, yes. Any off-the-wall predictions?
Kelly will be pregnant.
Divorce. I hope not. After the first month of being married.
And she'll be crying about it.
Yeah. You know, I'm just glad we haven't heard one time today. Yeah, D's going to be in Virginia. He's moving off. He said that like 5 times within the first 5 minutes in our last episode. We don't ever see D anymore. He's in Virginia. Next year, he's going to be living in Virginia.
I thought that's what's going to happen. I didn't want it to work out.
I think I said last time Chandler would have a serious girlfriend by now. Did I say that? I feel like I did.
Will he have one at this time next year?
I said that he would be getting out of a serious relationship. Would you consider you and that girl serious?
No.
Okay. Well, I was wrong too. All right.
Yeah, I don't think the closest to accurate that we had was, I guess you could say, Josh. But Josh took like the easiest way out. He's like, Dylan's either going to be single or their relationship's going to be serious.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, over a year down the road, the relationship's probably going to start to get a little serious. So, I mean, it was, he took like the easiest road. Yeah.
So you're going to be married. You're going to still be living here, and you may or may not be having a child.
Okay. Yeah. I really hope you're
Josh wrong. Is probably going to be making more money. Probably going to be making more money doing what he's doing now.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to have a
yacht
rental property. Another one. I'm hoping to have a rental property. Hopefully, we'll see.
Like a home, like you're going to buy a house to rent out.
Like a cabin, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A short term rental.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bookstore, hopefully doing good. I figured next time we do this, Crystal won't be teaching anymore. She's
going to run the bookstore full
time. She's about done with teaching. Yeah.
How old will your boys be by then?
See, they're 10 and 7. Now, Jack's about to be 11. So we'll say 11 and 7. So,
well, he'll be 12 at least 13 12 by the time we do the next one.
Yeah. Gosh, he'll almost be a teenager. Huh. That's so wild.
That's crazy.
That is wild.
Will Josh be single by the time we do the next one?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Jackson, a year from now,
Jackson will at least be engaged. Yes, for sure engaged.
Yeah.
I think, hopefully. I think he'll have a different job, too.
I could see that.
I think he may have a different job.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
We're supposed to be at Jackson like 30 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up.
Well, what about outro? Chandler?
So, Chandler.
Nah, probably the same.
I figured Chandler would probably be the exact same.
Hopefully, if it all goes well for Chandler, he'll at least be back on his own by then.
Yeah, by then, your mom and dad will probably have their house finished.
Yep.
Be a bachelor again. Maybe have
I'm gonna say by this time next year, Chandler will have a woman. Like, and it ain't just gonna be like, yeah, he's got this woman for a week. Like, it's gonna be like,
I think so too.
Yeah.
How many between now and then? Though? Oh,
at least 30.
And Chandler will have an STD.
Yeah, I think Chandler will have a steady woman by this time next year.
Well, hopefully we can do this within the next year.
Yeah, hopefully. We will.
Maybe this is a good time to do it. Good time of year to do it.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas time.
And it's 4 degrees outside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking cold. It's also,
yeah, not forget that it's negative 30 outside right now. Awesome.
Sweet. Well, guys, it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
We'll see you again next year.
See you in a year.
See you in 2 years.
I'm sure I'll probably see you like
Dylan, I'll see you at the Circle K at some point.
When you're dropping off the drugs.
Some stuff.
Do we do an intro?
We didn't do an intro.
We did last year.
Okay. I'll do one real quick.
I don't know. Did we? Because we just went in. Just
there
talking.
Was like a. There was like a. It wasn't like a. Hey, guys. You know, this is Bleacher Talk.
You put our conversation into the intro with music playing.
I put our conversation leading up to the intro at the very end. And then I put the intro at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do a little quick intro and then we'll be done.
Hey guys.
I'm trying to think of what I used to say.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on, guys?
That or and we're back.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Bleacher Talk.
I think